One story we didn't expect necessarily this morning was the start of a strike vote for TTC workers, specifically drivers. And they voted overwhelmingly to strike. A lot of bus, streetcar, Wheel-Trans, subway operators are with the ATU Local 113. And joining us to discuss that occurrence over the weekend is the president of that union. He is Marvin Alfred. Marvin, thanks very much for the time.
Good morning.
Were you surprised at all by the overwhelming numbers?
No, I think as an executive board, we are aware of what our members are feeling out there, and they're very frustrated the way things have been happening for a number of years with our right to strike that was taken away irresponsibly through legislation, and we had to go to court to get that right returned to us. We're proud to have that right, and members know that this is something that's precious, and we're going to use it as for our mandate in order to get a fair contract from the TTC.
How have negotiations been going? Has there been progress made? A few things done, but more hurdles to climb? How would you characterize it?
It's ebb and flow. There's been some progress in some areas, but key areas that we need to have addressed are job security, our wages, benefits. We need to be able to sustain a future.
How? Let's start with benefits. Tell me what you can tell me about whether you want to. Sometimes when I hear a negotiator say benefits, I think they want to keep because a company or a corporation is trying to claw them away. Is that the case here, or is there an expansion out of benefits that you're looking to achieve?
Well, we're looking for benefit improvements and sustaining some of the benefits that we've worked very hard to achieve. At the same time, the TTC as a philosophy is always trying to have us pay for our own improvements by trying to take it away from one area in order to gain it from somewhere else. We work hard. We know the value for our work. And unfortunately, the TTC is not treating us though we have that same value.
Working conditions. I want to ask you that because that's not negotiation specific. We've all seen things on the TTC that I would make the case, Marvin, we didn't think we'd see a decade ago, whether it's been open drug use and an escalation in violence. I had a next door neighbor drive a TTC bus for years. And I said, the stories he would tell me even 10 years ago, Marvin, would be harrowing. How many of your members are in essence saying, if this is where it's at, and this is the circumstances, and these are the situations, I absolutely need more compensation as a result. It's not worth it to do it otherwise. And then you're worried about retention, aren't you?
Absolutely. We have a situation where the TTC and the city have allowed the transit system to be part of the social safety shelter network, unfortunately. Transit workers and transit riders are unfortunately faced with a number of challenges out there regarding safety and the reliability of the system. As a transit worker, we're paid in order to provide that safe, reliable system to be available to the public. But unfortunately, we have a number of hurdles that we need to overcome. And you're right that transit workers are facing a number of other challenges that they've never had to face before. We understand that the city and the province have needs, but unfortunately, by not putting the resources into transit, people have turned to transit for their shelter in order to, you know, to get through the day. Right now, whether it's streetcar network, subway network, or bus network, people are confronting a number of things and exposures they should not have to be able to deal with.
So that's what I'm that's what I'm cracking in on here. Some of this is not just about raw numbers and percentages. Some of this is about more safety, more protection for your workers, male and female.
Absolutely. And at the same time, though, it needs to be recognized that transit workers are well aware of the value, the work they provide. Unfortunately, the TTC does not reflect that they understand that value and need to step up in order to provide the compensation and the benefits and stability. We're also looking for job security. The TTC, for their philosophy, is trying to take work from transit and contract it out to third-party carriers to deliver transit in Toronto, or contracting out our work to precarious situations.
I got to go quick, and I'm sure you do too, but what's the potential for setting a strike date? When does that transpire?
Well, right now we have a conciliator that will be available to us to help mediate if that does fall apart and we apply for a no board report. Then 17 days later, we'll be in a legal position to strike. We're taking this mandate to return to the bargaining table in order to have the TTC understand that our members are ready to go and have the TTC now react and provide authentic resources at the table.
So a strike could be weeks away. We're not talking months. We're talking a couple weeks.
We're going to be at the bargaining table and we'll update you on how things are progressing in the next couple weeks or so. But again, we wouldn't be going out in the summer. We'd be going out before that.
Yeah. Marvin, thanks for the time today. I appreciate all that clarity. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you. Have a good morning.
There's Marvin Alfred, president of ATU Local 113.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.